You are the producer of an award-winning podcast. You have not actually won an award.
I don't call myself an award-winning host.
I'm not an award-winning whatever I am.
Slug.
Yeah. You're in the 06010 Focus.
To address this email, Matthew, because we've been apparently getting flooded with emails about the lyrics to our new intro. It's not even that new anymore. We've had it for like 4 weeks.
You're talking about the intro from international recording superstar Eric Hutchins in front of the podcast?
The intro to the Fantasy Focus 06010, the podcast hosted by you, Matthew Berry, and me, Nate Ravitz. That's that very theme song.
Okay. By the way,
people
I don't know if people understand
the lyrics.
Real quickly, I just want to say, Pod Vader started doing this thing where he takes a little clip from the show and
puts I know.
I like that.
He talked about it on the show one day. You didn't know that?
Was I here that day?
I believe so. I've also taken clips of us talking about me putting clips in the beginning.
Yeah, I've periodically
put them
said
in the beginning.
Like, hey, you should use that clip at the beginning of the show.
No, I just wanted to.
I will not do that today.
I'm quick to bash Pod Vader.
You are.
I will be quick again.
But I thought
I would take a moment to praise Pod Vader because I like that.
Fair enough. So we had people email in that they didn't know. What was the first part, the first lyric they didn't understand?
Stay naked.
What?
That's a popular one.
Oh, the Stay Naked. They thought it was Stay Naked?
Stay Naked.
Okay. Oh, and I think they also didn't understand the ESPN. What are you doing with these guys?
Yeah.
Well, Zach in Overland Park, Kansas. KS is Kansas, right?
Yeah.
You know what? He's Overland Park, Kansas State.
Whatever.
I hear it every time, and every time I wonder, he's talking about our intro music. It says, you're in the 06010 Fantasy Focus, and the next line says, 12th most popular fantasy podcast show. I think that it's supposed to read, it's one of the most popular fantasy podcast shows, but when I hear it, all I hear is, 12th most popular fantasy podcast show. Is this a subtle slam by international recording artist Eric Hutchinson? No, that's what it says.
Right. And by the way, factually correct.
12th most popular fantasy podcast show.
Right.
All the other ones have nothing to do with fantasy sports. They're other types of fantasies.
Right. Done deal.
Done. That's it.
Yeah, there you go. It's good stuff.
Apparently, Eric Hutchinson's got to work on his sarcasm.
He doesn't have to work on anything. That song is perfect.
I agree,
There's only one downside to that song.
What's that?
Is that it's the best thing about this podcast. Once it's done, everything else is downhill.
I thought for sure you were going to say it's because my name comes first.
Oh, yeah. That's been a long-standing criticism.
Matthew, rough night for the Colorado Rockies.
I'm in a mood.
Why are you in a mood?
I'm in a mood.
Is it because it was a rough night for the Colorado Rockies?
No.
We do. We talk a lot about the Rockies.
It's weird.
We've been accused
we
of Colorado Rockies bias on this
right.
show. We've been accused of Rocky Mountain bias.
Why are you
in a mood?
Because it was a rough night for Maddie. That's why.
Really?
AL Towers. AL Towers, deep 12-team league. You know who I had as my starting pitchers last night?
Josh Beckett and Dana Eveland?
Josh Beckett and Dana Eveland.
So you figured at least maybe I'll get a win?
Yeah.
Not so much.
Brutal, and they keep stupid Theo. Terry Francona.
Yeah,
his father was Tito. Sorry, stupid Terry Francona leaves Beckett in there to continually get lit up.
Right.
It's absolutely brutal. Meanwhile, not that I own him on any teams, but I just like to point out that in a game where everyone scored, Mike Lowell left six men on base, just went 1-for-6. He was clearly a fantasy goat.
What happened, Pod? What happened? We had half a fantasy goat there.
Yeah. Apparently someone's been messing with my
You see what happens, Nate?
Again. It's ridiculous.
You praise Pod Vader, quickly goes to his head.
This is what happens when
what happens when you give him 1 ounce of sunshine.
I don't know about leaving Josh Beckett in. He gave up 6 runs in the third. They brought him out there for the fourth, and he probably put runners on. They shouldn't have brought him out for the
No!
fourth.
No. They should have immediately seen this is not his night. Let's protect his let's protect Matthew's ERA because he already has Dana Evelyn.
By the way, I just want to say the phrase, Pod Vader over there in his studio messing around with the goat.
Fantasy goat.
Oh, wow. He got it to work.
Thank God.
Doesn't take long to fix it.
But you know what? That would be enough, I think, to put anyone in a mood. Nate.
Okay.
But guess what?
What's that?
In our 20-team league?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's a 20-team league, so, like, everyone's owned.
Whoa.
Almost it's everyone's owned.
It's not an 18-team league?
No, it's a 20-team
league. It's not a 19-team
league?
No.
It's a 20-team league.
20-team league.
Right.
Okay.
20-team league with, what is it, six-man benches do we have in that?
Yeah, something like that.
So
no DL, though.
Right, no DL, but six-man benches, so it's 29-man rosters in a 20-team league.
Right.
You know who my relievers are?
I don't know.
Octavio Dotel, and I backed him up with Brendan Donnelly.
Oh.
A combined 11 earned runs last night because they just wanted to get him work. They brought him in when they were down something like 8-0.
Well, they had
their closer and their setup guy. Thanks, Pittsburgh. It's not enough that I can't be in the pierogi race. Now you got to do that to me.
Well, let
me tell you something, Pittsburgh. You've earned the wrath of TMR. We need a drop for that. It's much more serious.
Yeah, he's glaring at you as though there's a drop or something.
There you go. That's what I was hoping for. That's right, Pittsburgh.
They're going to tear down your statue.
You know what? Good. Let them tear it down because you know what they'll do? They'll screw it up just like everything else in Pittsburgh.
Wow.
Oh, you heard me, Pittsburgh.
Wow.
I'm done. The pierogi race was one thing. But when you bring Octavio Dotel and Brendan Donnelly into a game where you're getting your butts kicked completely and then get lit up like left and right, serves you right. I hope the 17 runs, 20 runs, I hope the Brewers put 25 up on you tonight.
You know, it was already going to be tough for Pittsburgh having traded away Super Bowl MVP Santonio Holmes and being without Ben Roethlisberger for six games. Now they're without Maddie's love.
I know. I was going to say.
I'm starting to fear for the city of Pittsburgh.
They should have thought of that.
This is not good.
They should have thought of that. Right? I have no issues with the Steelers.
All right.
I have no issues with the Steelers or the Penguins.
Okay.
Right now, my hate and wrath is entirely directed at the Pirates, the Buccos.
All right. Now that we've sufficiently convinced people we don't have a Rocky Mountain bias, can we talk about the Rockies?
Yeah, okay, yeah, sure. What do you got?
So, two pitchers to the DL. Bad night for the Rockies.
Jorge De La Rosa. Right.
With a torn flexor man in the middle finger, he's going to miss multiple starts. And Jason Hamill, with a groin injury after getting lit up last night.
Yeah.
He's going to the DL. So, what they've done now, Matthew, they're calling up, I don't know how to pronounce it, Julius Chassin,
yeah.
I believe.
Yep.
Who's 3-0 with a 1.69 ERA, 21 strikeouts, 11 walks, and 21 and a third innings. Very good prospect.
Yes.
And they also called up veteran reliever Juan Rincon. So, Chassin will be in line to make his first start, either at San Francisco or at San Diego at the end of the week here.
I think he's a deep NL only play at this point.
I agree. I mean, really does have elite talent, but this was a lot sooner than they'd wanted to call him up. Obviously,
right.
He has a little bit of control issues. But listen, if it's at San Diego or at San Francisco, you would not trot him out there in a 10-team mixed league for a spot start?
In a 10-team mixed league, no, I probably wouldn't. Trot him out there. In a 20-team league, where my ERA is already blown to smithereens, thanks, Octavio Dotel and Brendan Donnelly. You know what? Actually, no. I want to take that back, because it's not Dotel's and Donnelly's fault. They should not have been brought into that situation.
Okay.
It's entirely the Pirates' management situation.
Can you even name the Pirates' manager?
No, who cares? I've ignored the entire team.
Well, anyway, Matthew, the only thing about Chassin here is he could easily
pitch. It's Willie Stargell, right?
He could easily pitch.
Sorry, that's the last time the Pittsburgh Pirates were any good. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Wow. Somebody get Bill Mazeroski on the phone.
He's even older than Willie Stargell.
Or Barry Bonds, whichever one's easier.
Oh, that's right.
All right, Matthew. But Chassin could pitch his way into a full-time spot in the rotation. That's very conceivable. I mean, they've got Greg Smith as their number five starter now.
No question.
Hasn't exactly set the world on fire.
Right. And
so interesting.
And we're any day away from Aaron Cook being done for the season again. It's an annual rite of spring.
Why would you say that? That's not true.
Because I heard Aaron Cook likes the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Oh yeah.
And now
so
he's earned
lashing
my wrath
out
as well.
At him.
I'm so angry. Do you understand that the Pirates would have been able to avoid my wrath if they hadn't done anything? And it was just. But stop it, Pod Vader. I'll talk about whatever I want.
We do need to move on. Matthew Pudge Rodriguez, who's only leading the National League in hitting,
it's crazy.
sits
what
out.
He's doing.
Sits out yesterday with back tightness. I mean,
whatever. You know, he'll be all right.
If you've enjoyed the Pudge Rodriguez ride to this point, God bless you. But it's coming.
Anything you get after this is gravy. But you know what? Speaking of the Nats,
okay,
I want to talk about a player that's available in 95% of leagues.
Okay.
And I actually think he is mixed leagues worthy. That's Tyler Clippard. Tyler Clippard has a 0.61 ERA. He's got a whip of 0.75. His whip is actually higher than his ERA, Nate.
He's got three wins.
He's got three wins. He's got 19 strikeouts in 14 and two-thirds innings and just five walks. A 19-5 strikeout-to-walk rate in 14 innings. As you mentioned, three wins. It's not like the Nationals are going to blow a lot of guys out. They have a lot of confidence in this guy. I think this guy could end up with, you know, 8-10 wins easy with really good ERA, really good ratio, and especially in ESPN Standard Leagues where you have start limits and you just can't pound away at, you know, streaming starters. This is a guy that's going to get a lot of work.
He's got more strikeouts this year than Matt Cain.
Yeah.
I agree with everything you've said. My only fear is that, you know, his career is going to be over soon because they're using him, he's on pace for 113 innings. He's on pace, you know, I mean. But, yeah.
He's on pace for 154 strikeouts.
And he finished great last year, so, yeah, I buy it. I mean, not in a 10-team mixed league, but in a 12-team.
I think in a 10-team mixed league.
You can put him in your lineup.
Put him in your lineup, especially if it's a league where you're streaming starters.
Okay.
You know, because again, you're going to have those start limits and you run up against them.
Okay.
He's just he's a safe guy in a head-to-head league. I use him in a 10-team head league that I head-to-head league that I have, and he's been great. He's just a guy that I haven't heard a lot of people talking about.
60 strikeouts and 53 and a third innings after the All-Star break last year, so they certainly wore him out at the end of last year.
Yeah.
But yeah,
young guy, 25.
All right. Matthew, the Cardinals put Felipe Lopez on the DL with an elbow strain. He's been splitting his time evenly among second, third, and short, so a little bit of extra playing time for each of those guys, and maybe Brennan Ryan snaps out of his season-long funk.
We can only
It was actually a pretty quiet night last night.
Not for my ERA.
No, apparently not. Let's do some emails.
Email. Fantasy Focus at ESPNradio.com.
I said it before, and I'm going to say it again.
Fantasy Focus at ESPNRadio.com.
I find it a little weird I have to ask twice.
Brr.
Matthew, with you being so angry at the city of Pittsburgh, if there's one city on earth that you would choose to have this first email to come from, what city would it be? If there's one city that has shown you nothing but glory and love and honor and respect, one city on God's green earth, that has never let this podcast down.
It would have to be Halifax.
That's right, Luke in Halifax. I wonder if this is Luke from Seattle. He moved to Halifax.
It's a beautiful city, Halifax. We can't walk the streets there, Nate.
Hey, Fantasy Platypie, I waited on saves until the last two rounds of my 12-team head-to-head league with two RP positions. Got Rafael Soriano and Octavio Dotel. The following are on my waiver wire. Can you play a quick name game? Let's play a little name game.
Ooh!
Justin Verlander.
Zach Greinke.
Adam Dunn.
Carlos Pena.
Chad Billingsley.
The Buzzsaw.
How do you like Carlos Beltran now?
Are we above the law?
Your boy, Shinsu Chu.
I would marry him.
Yeah, you love him.
I really do.
I just like the Buzzsaw effect.
I do. I like sort of the dun.
Yeah, that's dun. Good, too. All right, Matthew, first of all, Rafael Soriano or Dotel, if you were going to drop one, it'd be Dotel, right? All right.
This may not be the best morning to ask me that question.
So the players he listed, Matt Capps.
I like Capps more than Dotel.
Lindstrom.
I like him more than Dotel, too.
Fernando Rodney.
No.
Kevin Gregg.
I like Rodney from a skill standpoint. I just roll. Kevin Gregg.
Yep.
No.
Bobby Jenks.
You know what? I hate Bobby Jenks, but he's clearly better than Dotel.
Yep. And Chris Perez.
Yeah, again, I don't know if Perez is long for the job. I actually would go Matt Capps there. I think he's pitched very, very well this year. We just talked about Tyler Clippard. Actually, the back of that bullpen for the Nationals has been very solid. They're going to get a lot of use. I mean, even if the Nationals only win 65, 70 games, Capps is going to get 30-some-odd saves.
I would replace both closers, actually, with Capps and Jenks. In that order, I think.
I think that's right.
Chuck from Iowa City, Iowa says, go Little Hawks.
But I will say this. I don't think there's a rush. I mean, if all those guys are still available in his league, that's amazing to me that all those guys are available in a 12-team
league. Well, they
only
have two RP positions. That's why.
That's why.
It's a 12-team league.
So obviously saves are, you know, are not at a premium.
Right. Chuck from Iowa City, Iowa says, just woke up from a frightful dream that included none other than award-winning producer Pod Vader. Needless to, I don't think Pod Vader's won an award for his producing.
Yeah, Pod
Vader. Oh, I've won an award. I've won two.
No. For what? No.
By the way, I have those trophies. I gotta bring them in.
Okay, there's all sorts of stuff to talk about here. First off, no. You are the producer of an award-winning podcast. That is correct.
Right.
You have not actually won an award.
Right.
So there's a difference there.
I don't run around calling myself an award-winning host.
My work on that show produced those awards.
I don't call myself an award-winning host.
I'm not an award-winning whatever I am.
Slug.
Yeah.
You are award-winning host.
I don't know.
No, we aren't.
Oh, yes.
We host an award-winning podcast.
You're the host
podcast.
Of an award-winning show.
Right. So that's
you're the producer of an award-winning show.
And then secondly, what are they doing at your house? What are they doing at the Death Star?
They are...
What was the dream?
No, he's got the trophies.
Oh, well,
I've got the trophies, yeah.
Why are they not in here? Why have we not done a photo shoot with our wrestling buddies and the trophies?
Yeah.
Because that's what I've been trying to do with my particular wrestling buddy.
What do you mean trying to do? With yours, but not ours?
They don't long to take.
I have to tell... Well, the trophies are made out of crystal. And they don't photograph that well.
Oh, podcastawards.com, bringing the thunder.
Yeah.
That's not real crystal.
It throws them under the bus.
Right. Thanks for ruining our chances of ever winning another one.
Let's move along here.
Good
he says,
God.
I won't...
I just don't understand. Of all the people on this podcast that deserve to have the trophies at their house,
yeah.
Pod Vader's last on the list.
It would be the producer of the show.
He says, needless to say, Pod's involvement / surliness in my dream caused the senseless death of innocent civilians.
I don't believe that.
Does this mean I listen to way too much Fantasy Focus?
I am Pod Vader. I am evil.
No, it does not. This guy might be. This guy might be able to tell the future.
Nate,
I wouldn't be surprised if that happened.
Nate in DC says go Cougars, and he also says go Skins, Matthew.
Appreciate the Skins, Cougars. Do you think he means the animal or attractive older women?
I think the latter. Dear Fantasy, surprisingly sarcastic, somewhat simpletons. After waiting for a few days to make sure the Smoke Monster could pick up his first major league hit, I think I'd like to pick him up for my team. Due to being able to switch some positions around, which of these players, if any, should I drop in order to recruit Justin Smoke? Raul Ibanez, Adam Jones.
I would rather have Ibanez than Jones, but I think I'd rather have Jones than Smoke. I don't know that I would drop Jones for Smoke.
I would not drop either of those for... I'm surprised that you'd rather have Ibanez than Jones. You loved Adam Jones.
I do love Adam Jones, but, I mean, you know, Ibanez is a stud, and I know Ibanez is off to a slow start, but I have no concerns there.
Henry in San Francisco. Oh, Big Country, a.k.a. Henry in San Francisco.
Oh, God, right, of course, Big Country.
Says, hey, Weasels.
Oh, there was an 80s hit named Big Country.
Yeah.
Band and song.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Hey, Weasels, I'm a daily downloader and occasional listener in 12-team 5x5 mix. I have a general question about fantasy. What's the best way to get revenge on another manager in your league who insults you with the worst trade offer of the year? I just opened an email with a trade offer.
See if you can put Octavio Dotel on their team.
I just opened an email with a trade offer where I've been asked to give up Albert Pujols in exchange for Jonathan Papelbon and Roy Oswalt.
The best way to get revenge...
Make the worst offer you can make?
Yeah, either do one of two things. I would either, like, reply with, turn that down, but offer him a trade of, pick somebody up off the waiver wire.
Yeah.
And then immediately offer to trade that guy.
Right, for his best player.
For his best player.
See, it would be tough to pull off, but the best way to get revenge, I think, would be to talk to everyone else in the league and say, listen, I'm going to accept this trade, and then you all need to veto it, assuming you have veto rules. So that he'll briefly think, like, he's you know what I mean?
Right. I mean, you run the risk.
It's risky.
You run the risk. It depends on how well you know
it's
that.
It's definitely
league.
Risky.
I would say this, though. I would certainly post the trade offer on the message board.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
And say, you know, post that. But what I would do is, like, look, clearly, since you value, you know, elite players as not being that much more elite.
Yeah.
Can't trade Pujols because of, you know, I really don't have anyone else at first base, but
right.
here, you know, since you need a first baseman here, I grabbed whatever. I grabbed Casey Kochman.
Exactly.
Off the waiver wire, and I think he'd be a great deal for your Hanley
exactly.
Ramirez.
Exactly, exactly. That's a good plan. Matthew, you worried at all about Neftali Feliz? Because that's the other thing that Big Country here asked.
I'm a little concerned. Again, didn't look good last night. You know, I mentioned in my, I picked up this week Chris Ray in AL Tout Wars,
yep.
The deep AL only league, specifically because of this, because Francisco's been terrible. And my suspicion is that if for some reason they don't think Francisco is right again and Feliz lose the gig, Chris Ray, who has closed at the major league level before with the Orioles a little while back,
yeah.
would be the next guy in line. I mean, you've got Darren O'Day there who might get some lefty saves, but.
Right.
My guess is Chris Ray might be the guy. So, yeah, I'm a little worried. I mean, I don't know that they wanted Feliz to close. They never
did. Right.
You know, remember, at the beginning of spring training, they actually talked about Feliz as potentially a starter.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm a little concerned. Not about his skill set, but just that, you know, this role may not be right for him.
Yeah, I mean, we may have never said these words, but I never thought he was going to get, like, a 20 saves this year. I always thought this would be kind of a temporary thing, so...
I did too. I mean, they want him in a multi-inning role. They want him to be kind of a, you know, an elite Scott Shields in an ideal world.
There you go. Or an elite Tyler Clippard.
Or an elite Tyler Clippard. Although, I don't know. The way Tyler Clippard's pitching.
Maybe a poor man's Tyler Clippard.
Yeah, exactly.
Matthew, we gotta wrap this up a little early today because you and I are now going to, you know, when people talk about, hey, your job is just sitting around talking about fantasy players and like ranking them and doing mock drafts. We're like, no, there's so much more to it. Not today.
Not today.
No.
Well, no. We'll also have to eat bagels.
Oh.
we have breakfast being served.
And, there you go.
And apparently there's lunch as well. No. Usually what I get is, I can't believe your job is just to sit there, make stuff up, and be wrong all the time.
Right.
Which is, hey, I was surprised as you when I saw the job description on the ESPN website.
That's really just the first hour of your day.
Right, exactly. Once I get all the stuff wrong, then I can mostly kick back, relax, and watch things online that aren't
so appropriate. So we're going to do that. And the good news for you is if you're a football fan, we're going to have a football podcast all about that tomorrow, Jay?
Yeah, you guys want to come in early tomorrow, too. Yeah.
Ooh,
oh, great.
Ooh.
That's a tough one.
It's going to be a long day of ranking players. And eating bagels.
Right.
And playing cards at your house later tonight.
And
arguing.
Perhaps playing cards later.
I forgot about that. I forgot that we invited Pod Vader.
Yeah.
And by we, I really mean you.
Yeah.
It wasn't my choice. I just want to be clear on that. So it's not just like me and Nate. It's like everyone. Like, so all, our entire, like Eric Carrible, Tristan Cockcroft, Christopher Harris, you know, AJ Mass, Keith Lipscomb, the whole gang.
Exactly.
And Pod Vader.
Right. So, you know. Anyway, so if it's not tomorrow, it'll be Thursday. We're going to have a football podcast for you coming up very, very soon. And I'll tell you what, we'll go long on the baseball show tomorrow.
There you go.
You get like a 20-minute pod today and like a 70-minute pod tomorrow. Sound good, Pod Vader?
No.
Okay.
We're not doing a 70-minute
pod. Just so everyone knows, you've been warned. Peace out!
The theme song for the Fantasy Focus was created and performed by Eric Hutchinson. Check out more of his music at erichutchinson.com. Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Focus. For more baseball talk, be sure to check out Baseball Tonight, Monday through Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com.